Anin, welcome to Living the Ojibwe Way of Life with Wawa Tebe Nation Indigenous Kaz Mokwa Nindu Dem Gamiskwa Wakag Nindunjaba. My name is Wawa Tebenace. I am Bear Clan, and I am from the Leech Lake Reservation, sharing with you the rich history, teachings, traditions, and stories of the Ojibwe people and living the Ojibwe way of life. On today's episode of Living the Ojibwe Way of Life, we will be discussing medicines and the importance of medicines in the past and in the present now. And I want to start out talking about the four sacred medicines and their importance to the Anishinaabe people. And maybe we'll touch on a few others, but the first medicine that I was told about or I learned about was the Sema, which was tobacco, or Kanikinik. And from my understanding, you know, that in the teachings, that medicine is used, you know, for communion with the Manidug or the Creator. You know, we smoke it, or we offer it to the water, the trees. It's always used in everything that we do. So that was one of the first medicines that I had learned about. And if you're Anishinaabe, you know that, you know, that is one of our most important medicines that we use in pretty much everything that we do in everyday life, when we're praying or when we're making offerings. And the second medicine that I learned about was cedar, which is Gijikandaguns, which means cedar bough. And this medicine is used in a lot of different ways. It's used as a protection medicine, and a lot of times people will put you know, that in their shoes when they're going to powwows or when they're just out and about in their everyday life. Or sometimes people will put them up above their doorways or windows for protection. And they say that it's for keeping out, you know, bad energy or anything bad coming into their home. And it's also used as a smudge. And the same concept is it clears the air, it clears bad energy out of wherever you're smudging. Whether it's ourselves or if it's, you know, a home or anything like that. And it's also used as a tea. And they say when we drink that tea, it helps us get rid of any kind of sicknesses or anything like that, or it cleanses our body out of like toxins and those type of things. And they also use it a lot in Sweat Lodge. We sit on that medicine, or they use them in other ceremonies as well for protection. The other medicine that I learned about was Mushkodewushk, which is sage. And sage is used all across Indian country. And in different areas, you have different types of sage. Mountain sage, California sage, and there's different names for it. But there's different types of sage in different areas. And it's all used the same way too. They use it as a smudge, and it's to clean out bad energy or anything like that. And it's also used as a tea, depending on your teachings and, you know, the communities you're from. And another medicine is Wingushk, which is sweetgrass. And sweetgrass is another medicine. Is actually a medicine that they say was one of the first medicines that was on Earth. And that medicine is gathered, and it's gathered in like strands. And what they do is they take those strands and they make braids out of them, so it almost looks like a person's hair braided. And they say that represents like man, woman, and child. And that medicine is used for smudging, and they say it brings about good feelings, that the aroma that it has, you know, brings about good feelings, and it brings about good energy. And I've seen that medicine used in teas, and I've seen it used in sweat lodges and a lot of different ceremonies. And so those are the four main medicines that we were given as Anishinaabe people: the tobacco, the sage, the cedar, and the sweetgrass. And we were told that we could use those in unison, all at the same time, and that, you know, they would be very powerful when used all at the same time. And when it comes to medicines, you know, each medicine has a specific use and reason for being used. And depending on, you know, your teachings and your community where you're from, different medicines are used for different things. And almost everything they say that's in the woods or around by the water or anything like that is a medicine. And that they say usually everything we need is in our backyard. You know, when we live in the bush or in the woods, they say that everything that a person will need is usually right there. And they also say that when there's a large amount of a certain kind of plant that's growing during the year, they say that's what our people are going to need most of that year. And, you know, that could be a number of different medicines. And for instance, say there's a lot of St. John's wort. They say that's because our people are going to be dealing with, you know, a lot of depression and mental illnesses. And so that's why that plant would grow that large amount, or that large amount would be here. And they say a lot of times too that when we dance, you know, when we're dancing at powwows, they say that a lot of those sicknesses are falling off of our bodies, and they absorb into the earth, and that the earth then reads these sicknesses, and then the earth grows what we need to help us with these sicknesses that we have, or, you know, these issues that we deal with. So there's a lot of different, you know, teachings, and there's a lot of different medicines, but those are just some of the teachings that I wanted to share with you. Miigwech. Miigwech Bizendawiyeg. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for another episode of Living the Ojibwe Way of Life. Gigawaba Miminawa. See you again.